With that, are any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning? Hallelujah.
Concern for Israel.
Yeah, please. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Yeah. Well, Israel, same thing. Linda.
Continue to pray for Dave's eyes, for healing.
Amen.
And we will be gone the next two Sundays on taking Dave camping.
Good.
So keep
I thought I was taking you.
Keep me in your prayers. I'll be back in the camper for the first time.
He's going to take you camping, but he can't go camping if you don't take him. I don't know. That'll work out. I think.
Dave, you stand back behind her and direct her, okay?
Yeah, right.
He screams, you know, you didn't do something right.
Anything can happen.
Yeah. And we pray for the doctors and the people that are taking care of helping you with your eye. You got a little glimmer of hope the other day, I think. Not much of one, but it's hope. It's a little thing to hang on to. Arthur.
I mowed the lawn for my first time,
and
I did it all myself.
I didn't hear.
What did you say?
He mowed the lawn for the first time by himself.
Wow! Yeah.
Of course, his first time he did much better than I did it. Is it?
That is so cool. That
very
is.
Nice.
That's great, Arthur. That's
a sign of growing up.
Amen. It really and truly is. I think that's about the age when I first learned how to do it. And then I learned to do it so good, I cut my toes off. So you don't want to learn it that good. And that's okay. It woke me up. But my dad had put a tractor tire in the yard. My mom put flowers in it. This is up in Pennsylvania. And I wasn't used to it being there. So you'll probably develop a pattern, whatever lawn you're cutting. And you kind of do it, you know, pretty much the same way all the time. And I was doing this thing, and I pulled it backwards, what I usually do, and I just fell right into the tractor tire, and I pulled the lawnmower up on me. Didn't know I was hurt until I got up to restart the mower, and I put my foot down on the pole. Uh-oh. And I thank God we had a cousin lived across the street, and I run across the street, and he took me to the hospital. But that's the bad news. The good news is Vietnam broke out right after that, one of the wars that we had. And when I went to enlist, they wouldn't take me because when I was going through the physical, the guy said, what do you do there? I told him the story. 4F next. So God had other plans for me, so I'm grateful for that. So, and it really hasn't affected me. Medical technology is amazing. So, anybody else?
He is coming back today. It's the praise to say travels for him.
Yeah, she had sent me a video when she got to the hotel over there where they went to that Joyce Meyer conference, and right outside the window was a church playing the bells, or like they were ringing the bells, like you did. Thank you for doing that, by the way. So,
she said and warned the church that she's on fire, she's coming back fully loaded. So.
Nice!
Being under the ministry of Joyce Meyer for 3 or 4 days, I can imagine that. Yeah. Her and and she'll probably be able to get you fired up again.
She might be able to.
Yeah.
She had texted me that there were 16,000 women.
Isn't that something?
They had a calling, an altar calling, and 500 women.
Awesome.
And gone
forward. That is awesome.
He said, what a beautiful sight.
If you ever look at any of the Christian television, either CTN, TBN, or if there's a bunch of them now, and you ever see on the upcoming events Joyce Meyer's teaching or ministry, you know, click on it. You'll be blessed. She's been a part of my life since I first recommitted my life to the Lord. And I always wanted to, and I took didn't work, I don't think. Maybe a memory course, because I wanted to be able to memorize scripture and different things that didn't work out. But some of the things that I took in the course worked, and they taught you how to connect things or relate to things and so forth. I wanted to remember Joyce Meyer's phone number, so I imagined a 747 or 727 sitting on the runway. And on the tail of that 727 was the word word. So her phone number was 1-800-727-WORD. And I remember that to this day, and that's her phone number if you want to call her.
Oh.
God is good.